Okay, Shomer Vose, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Beis Daf Yud Dalet. We talked a lot about agricultural stuff, a lot of, say, maestros and different types of, things that you may do with grains and such on Yontif. So the Gemara continues with that. It says, Ketzad Molel, right? We said it was mutter for you to kind of rub or roll kernels of wheat and barley and stuff like that. So you're allowed to do that on Yontif. So the question is, how to do that? Because Rashi already points out, you need some sort of shino. You can't do it the same way you do it during the week, because of the chol, right? The actions that we do on Yontif should be different than the actions we do during the week. So the Gemara says, how should you do that? So a couple of possibilities. Abaye mishmeder Rav Yosef amar chada chada. You can roll it with one finger on another finger, meaning just your thumb and your pointer. Rav Avya mishmeder Rav Yosef amar chada tarti. You can one and two fingers. And Rava amar Rava says, given the mishani, right? Afilu chada kulu nami. Right? Since already you're changing the way you do this, you're separating the kernel from the chaff with your fingers, right? So there's no limit on however many fingers you can use, because you already have enough of a shinoi and you don't need to change things. How do you use your hands to kind of like separate the kernels? Usually, I get literally translates as fanning, but if you look at Rashi, right, you're allowed to do this. What's it called? To try and separate the chaff and the kernels in that manner. Like usually you do it with the air, but how else are you allowed to do it? Let's say on Shabbos. That's what it said on Shabbos. So minafeach mikashrei etzbeosa v'lamala. You can use it with your hand is upside down, right? With the knuckles are facing up, right? And that way, meaning that you can kind of like toss it up and like I don't know, with jacks or with marbles or whatever. Same thing with the kernels. So the Gemara says, right, machu alav marava. They actually laughed about this in Eretz Yisrael, because given the mishani, right, like we said before, since you're already doing it differently, right? Usually they would use the wind to kind of separate the kernels and the chaff. Since you're using your hand, so then afilu b'chuli yad nami, you can use your whole hand, right? You don't have to do a further shinoi. Ela amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi says minapeach biyado achas u'b'kol. And then rather, you can use your whole hand, right, even with all your strength, that is enough of a shinoi. The Achronim point out that you shouldn't use two hands, because right, that's already close enough to the chol. Okay, fine, either way. Fighter, new Mishnah. Beishameh Omer, Beishameh says, Tabla nidochen b'madoch shal eitz. You can crush spices on Yantif. Why wouldn't you be able to crush spices on Yantif? So there's a malacha of crushing tochi, right? You're not allowed to do that. Isn't that for ochel nefesh? Right? Aren't you allowed to do malachos, for food purposes? So that's not a blanket heter, as you'll see in a second. Right? Sometimes there are some restrictions in terms of the malachos you can do for food on Yadav. So Beis Shammai says you can grind spices, but madoch shel eitz. Madoch is, if you can imagine, back in the day, what they used to grind with, I think what's called a mortar and a pestle. Right? A pestle is like a almost like a wooden block or a stone block, and then the mortar was like the base where you would crush the spices into. So you're allowed to use for spices. You're allowed to use a pestle made out of wood. But if you're going to crush salt, so then you have to use it with a pach as a jug, a jar, meaning the bottom of a pitcher. Right? Or you can use a spoon, meaning a wooden spoon. And you can you have to use the back of it. Right? You need to do some sort of shinui. Beis Hillel says, no, you can actually crush spices the normal way. Right? Apparently they used to use it with a stone mortar and pestle. But salt, that already needs a wooden pestle, which obviously is not as strong. So the Gemara points out, right, what may have been clear from the Mishnah, right? Salt, according to everybody, right, requires some sort of shinoi. Right, again, whether it's Beis Shammai who says you need to use the bottom of a jug or a spoon, Beis Hillel says you can't use a stone mortar and pestle, you need the wooden one. Question: you have some sort of shinoi here. Question is, my time, what's the reason? Right, why are we more machmir by salt than by spices? So Rav Huna, Rav Chista, they both suggest a reason. Chad Amar, one of them says, Kol Gederes Kulon Tzrichon Melach. All of dishes require salt. And not all dishes require spices, i.e., you should have realized that you needed salt and done this crushing, this tochein, on Erev Yontif. We know that, we've seen it already a couple of times, that if you could have done something on Erev Yontif, so you're not necessarily allowed to do it on Yontif. Here, we're going to allow you to do it, but with some sort of shinoi. Chadamar, one of them, then the other one says, right, whether whoever it is, call tablin mefiga taiman, v'melach eina mefiga taima. Similar, that you should have done it yesterday, erev yantif, but the reason is a little bit different, because salt stays, has the same potency, regardless of when you crush it. Spices apparently lose their potency, depending on when you crush it, so apparently it tastes better if you would crush it on yantif as opposed to before yantif, so therefore you could not have crushed it on erev yantif. The Gemara says, might be an ayu, but what's the difference between these two? Really, Pashas is, both of them are saying that you should have done it on erev yantif, and therefore when you do it on yantif, so you have to do it with a shinoi. So the question is, what's the difference? So Gemara gives two possibilities. Ikim and ayu, either the other mai kederi bai levishule, either he knows what he's about to cook, right, he knows what's on the menu, so therefore he could have crushed the spices yesterday, right, and therefore, right, in that scenario, right, according to him, says that you that you don't know if you're going to need it, so then you do know if you're going to need it. Therefore, you're not allowed to, you know, to do that. But and according to the one who says the spices lose flavor, so then you would still be allowed to crush the spices totally normally. Inami, another answer, but morika, if you're talking about, I think this translates as saffron, basically, but any spice that does not lose any flavor, right, if you would crush it yesterday. So in that case, right, it's the one who says that you should have crushed it yesterday because you didn't know if you're going to need it, so then that would be the same as salt, right, then, and you can, what's it called, and you can crush it normally. According to the one who says that you don't know if you're going to use it, so then you're allowed to crush on yantif. But if you, according to the one who says that you know, we are allowed you to crush spices because they taste better on yantif, well, this one doesn't taste better on yantif. It tastes the same. It's just like salt, right? If you crush it a couple days ago, so then you should have crushed it earlier. Okay, I'm Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Shmuel actually says that kol hanidochin nidochin kegdarkan ufila melach. That actually he disagrees with the Mishnah. He says that every spice, even salt, can be crushed normally on yontif without some sort of shinoi. The Gemara says, 1 second. Didn't you start the Gemara behamarta melach ba'i shinoi? Right? Didn't we start the Gemara saying that everybody agrees that salt requires some sort of shinoi? The Gemara says, who the amar kaitana? Not exactly. Right? Shmuel holds like a different Tana, who holds that the Machlokas Beisham and Beis Hillel is a little bit different. The Tanya is blended in Reza. Amar Rebbe Meir says, Lo nechalku Beisham and Beis Hillel on Nidochin, Shinidochin Kedarkan. That the Machlokas is not that all types of spices are allowed to be ground in the normal way. Melech Imayim, including salt. Lo nechalku Ella, the Machlokas is Lodocha Befnei Atzma. Question is, if you can crush salt on its own, meaning as opposed to together with other spices. Peshame omrim melech v'pach v'eitz v'parer. Peshame holds that that's the machlokas, that you have to do it with a shinoi. Letzli, that if you're doing just a little bit, you do it with a shinoi. Avalola kadera, but you're not allowed to crush, you know, for a dish, right? That already is much more, right? That's a much bigger amount. Right? For roasting is less. So, right, you can crush it with anything. Meaning that Beshama is the one who holds that you need a shinoi by salt, and Beshama says it's totally mutter. You don't need a shinoi, and that's what Rabbi Shmuel is saying. Right, so Rabbi Meir understanding Beshama's shita that you don't need a shinoi for anything. So, Gemara says Bechodaber Sayikadaitach. Really, Beshama says you can crush salt with anything, as Rashi says, even something that's muksa. So, no, Ela Imar Lichodaber. No, it means for anything. Meaning that you're allowed to crush even a lot of salt, right, for any purpose whatsoever. And that's how Shmuel Paskin. Amar le Ravacha Bardel, the bray Ravacha Bardel, said to his son, ki daichas, when you crush salt, right, it's li yividoch, right, make sure you tilt the mortar and pestle, and then crush, to make sure you do some sort of shinoi. Rav Sheshes Shema called Buchna, Rav Sheshes heard the sound of a mortar and pestle, and Amar, and he said, hi, love, megave de basoihu, that's not coming from my house, or at least it better not, because I told him not to crush salt normally. Rather, I told them to use a shinoi. I have Dilma Atzlem. Well, how do you know that? Maybe they were tilting the mortar and pestle on its side. Maybe they were doing a shinoi. So the Gemara says, the Shamai, the Havei Tzlil Kalei, or the sound was, what's it called? The sound was I guess, clearer or obvious that they were using it normally. Vidilma Tavlin Havu. How do you know it was salt? So Tavlin, Nidbuche Minabach Kalehu. Because apparently the sound of salt and the sound of spices being crushed, right, is different. It's one of them must be louder, so that he could tell which one is which. Okay, Tanur Baal Melech Raisa in Osin Tisni Vein Kochin B'Machteches. We are not allowed to make tisni on yantif. You know, tisni is some sort of dish from grains that are that are crushed. And then all of the Brisa says that you're also not allowed to crush in a machdesh as in a mortar with a mortar and pestle on the other. The Gemara says, Tarti, what do you mean? Both of them? Right? If you tell me that you can only make tisni, right, that you're not allowed to make tisni, that implies you can make other dishes, just other dishes that require less crushing. Right? And then you tell me you can't crush at all. So what's going on over here? So the Gemara says, Hachikamer, this is what it means. Matam inos in tisni, the reason you can't make tisni is the fish in kosher machdesh, is because you're not allowed to crush in a mortar and a pestle. So the Gemara says, Lema bein kochin b'machdeshes. Okay, so then you didn't need the first line. You just, if the whole reason for telling me that you're not allowed to make tisni is because we're not allowed to crush in the machdeshes, so just tell me you're not allowed to crush in the machdeshes. So the Gemara says, itani in kochin b'machdeshes. If that's all the Bryce would say, so then, havamina, you might have thought, honey, mili b'machdeshes gadola. That would be by a big pestle and mortar. Havamina b'machdeshes katana, but for a small one, zahim eshapidami, you might have thought that was mutter, right? That would be enough, let's say, enough of a shinui. So therefore, Kamash Malan therefore teaches us that no, you're not allowed to crush at all. So Kamash says, one second, the problem is that that's not true. V'atani will learn the Raisa, in kochim b'machdeshes gadola, v'al kochim b'machdeshes katana. Wait, one second, the Raisa tells us that you are allowed to use a small mortar and pestle. Right? That is enough of a shinui, and that's totally fine. So Kamash says, you're right. So Amar Rabbi says, Gitanya nami masnisa machdesh gadola tanya. Really, you're right. When we're talking about this Braisa, we're talking about a big mortar and pestle. But the tisni thing, excuse me, running up on coming close to 1 o'clock, so just yawning against involuntarily. Anyways, but the tisni thing, that's even in a small mortar. Rava says, Rava Amar, that lokasha halan v'aluhu. It depends on where you are. Right? If you're in Bavel, that's going to be mutter to crush in a small pestle. And if you're in Bavel, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, so then that's going to be usher. Rashi explains, right, that basically they used to have avadim that would not be careful between the two pestles. Right, they would use a big pestle and say it was a small pestle. So therefore, Chazal ushered all of them. Okay, Rabbi Ikla Lever at Mar Shmuel. If Rabbi went to check out and hang out with Mar Shmuel, I see the daisa, and they brought these daisa, the dish of also ground grains. Well, Achal, he did not eat it. Apparently, he could tell that it was crushed on Yontif, and he thought it was also. But then, Machtesh Ketan Abduas, the Gemara says, well, maybe they used a small one. So the Gemara says, the Chazay to have a daik tvei. It was very, apparently, it was very, very thin and very, very fine. So many of the grains. So apparently he saw that it must have been used in a big one. So the Gemara says, "Dilma metvol levua." Well, maybe they did it on Erev Yontif. So Gemara says, "The chazi to have a kalif tzihare." I see snow. Apparently he saw that there was some sort of white in the dish. So apparently that he could tell that they basically they could tell that they had done it today. Vibai Zema, or another answer. That the shiny bar be marshmuel the ika pritusa the avde, or another reason why if puppy didn't eat by marshmuel again, like we said before, that sometimes the servants, right, they're in Eretz Yisrael, right, the avodim were not careful about the halachas, therefore they ushered all the pestles. So it could be that Rav Papi saw that the pritzusa de avde, that the avadim were not from, right, they were not careful about halacha, and therefore, right, he was concerned that they would have used a big mortar and pestle on Yontif, which is not okay. Okay, new mission now, talking a little bit about borer on Yontif. Borer kitnios b'yontif, if you want to separate, do borer, right? It's taking good from the bad, or bad from the good, rather. Let's say you're taking, you have a mix of kidneys, you have you know, different types of let's say beans or whatever, and things that you're not going to eat. So Beishamai Omer, Beishamai says, borer ochel the ochel, right? He has to take the ochel out and eat it right away. But tachlis says you can't take the bad stuff, right? Meaning, sorry, that's code word for borer. The halacha of borer exists, right? Applies on Yontif. And Beis Hillel, Rabbi Beis Hillel says, borer kedarko. No, you can just do borer straight up. Borer is mutar on Yontif. Becheko bekanu betamchoy. You can use it. Becheko is literally means in his lap. I assume he's not going to do it in his lap. But okay, let's say you have the bowl in your lap or whatever. Bekanun is betamchoy are small little weird types of utensils, maybe like a funnel or a plate or whatever. But you're not allowed to use these. Are like sifting utensils. That already is too much. Or meaning borer is mutter, but then we're not going to allow you to use these other utensils because you may come to use it and separate very well. And then once you're separating very well, maybe you may add on. You may separate too much. And that would be usur. Meaning you're allowed to do borer, one of the three, if you remember, the three halachos of borer, it's mutter, miyad, biyad, and ochel mitoch psolas. So one of the requirements for borer to be mutter is it has to be eaten right away. So if you do borer on yontif for after yontif, that would be usur. That might be an issue. So that's where Beisil is concerned over here. But really, Ptachos, Beisil holds that, that borer in most scenarios is mutter on yontif, and that's what he's saying, that you can do borer in the normal way. Even you can also rinse and kind of skim the top off, and we'll explain in a second that it'll basically pour water onto the mixture, and then part of the psolas will rise to the top. Okay, either way, we'll see what that says in the Gemara. Time will end up rice. What are we talking about? Right, that you're allowed to, you know, again, Beisal says that borer is mutter on yontif. That's when you have more food than non-food. If you have a lot more psolas, a lot more non-food than food. But now, different call, no tell as a ochel miniach as a psolas. Everybody agrees that he has to take out the food, right, and not take out the psolas. Now, the issue over here is not a borer issue. This issue here is a tircha issue, that we don't want you to be doing all this work, right? If you have a bowl of, I don't know, marbles and a couple of M&Ms in there, we don't want you doing all the work, take out all the marbles just to get to the M&Ms. So Gemara says, well, psolas murur ba'al ochel mika mandashari. What do you mean? If you have more psolas than ochel, so it shouldn't be mutter at all. Rashi explains it should be mukta. And so why should you be able to touch that? So Gemara says, lo tzricha, I did not vashtircha, I vazutar shi'ura. No, the case is where taking out the psolas would be a lot more effort than taking out the food, but for some reason, right, the amount of psolas is less. So in that scenario, right, even though you have to put in a little bit more effort, right, you have to take out the food from the psolas. Okay, Ram Gamliel Omer Af Medeach Vashola. Ram Gamliel again says you can rinse and skim. What does that mean? So Gemara says Tanya Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok. And again, they would bring this bucket of adashim or lentils, right? And they would pour water on top of it, right? And again, the food would go to the bottom, and the psolas, right, would rise to the top. The Gemara says, and we see that the food goes to the top, and the psolas goes to the bottom. So the Gemara says, Lokasha, haba avra, haba gili. Yeah, it depends on what the psolas, what the non-food stuffs is. If the non-food stuff is afra, is earth, is dirt, so then, okay, yeah, that's going to sink to the ground. But begili, when you're talking about, it's mixed up with, let's say, things that will float on the water, so then, obviously, the psolas goes to the top. Okay. Peshame omrim ein mishalchen biyomtev. You're not allowed to send ein mishalchen biyomtev ela manos. Right, the only thing you're allowed to send to your friend, right, is manos. It's like mishloch manos, right? Your food, right? You're allowed to... again, the concept of her, we're concerned here that you're going to give a gift to your friend, but he's not going to use it. So therefore, it's an extra tircha. Again, it's tircha yisera, right, that we're not going to bother. We're not happy that you're putting in this extra effort if someone doesn't need it for yontif. Right? Food, says Beis Shammai, right? Manos indicates food that's able to be eaten right away. So that's already, that's the tzarach yontif, so that's mutter. But for anything that's likely to say for next week, you're going to bring him some sort of souvenir, right? So that's unnecessary. You don't need to do that on yontif. Beisil says you can give him much more than food. Beisil says you can send him a bunch of things. Right? You can send him animals, whether they're alive or not. You can send wine, you can send oil, you can send solaces, flour, kidneys, right? But not grains. Now, what's the difference between all these things and grain? So basically, Beisil will allow you to take one step to prepare the food that you're sent, right? Rabbi Shammai says you need to send ready food, let's say, you know, ready cooked meat, for example. Beisil says you can take, well, it can allow you to do an extra step, like, let's say, shech the animal, or, you know, to, you know, all these other stuff that you may need. But what's the difference with grain? Grain has to be ground up, right? Pasha says we're not talking about grain that can be, let's say, roasted and eaten. We're talking about grain that needs to be ground, and to go through the whole flour-making process, that's going to be usur, meaning because tachlis is you could have ground it on, right, grains on erev yontif, right? That there's no difference between flour that was ground yesterday and a week ago, today and a week ago, right? It doesn't lose any flavor. So again, like spices, has to be ground on erev yontif. So that's since the preparation of the grain is not allowed to be done on yontif, so Yisrael says you can't send it. Rabbi Shimon says, you know, you can even send grain because you hold that you could cook it. Rashi says over here you could cook it and then maybe grind it in that small mortar and pestle. Okay, meaning Rabbi Shimon says there is some way to be able to prepare the grain and therefore it's mutter to send. Tan Rabbi Chiyo, learn a bunch of loyasin of a shura. As long as you don't send with a shura means a line, meaning basically it means a party line, almost. Like you can send a lot of gifts with a bunch of people, right? You can imagine like a huge party showing up at somebody's house, right? People will think, Rashi says over here, like they're taking stuff to be sold in the marketplace. Okay, so you can't, that's just one clarification. Tana will end the Reza in Shura Psukha Mishalosh Bnei Adam. How long is a line? So that's three people. Boy Ravashi, Tilsa Gavre, Vatilsa Mini Mai. What about three people with three different types of stuff? Because is that one three times, or is that still three people in the line? So the Gemara says Teku, right? Then we're not going to answer that right now. Rabbi Shimon Matir Betvua, what was the heter of grain that Rabbi Shimon said you can send? Tiny within the ricer, Rabbi Shimon Matir Betvua, right? Could go in chit and lasses men ludios, right? Again, if you're going to make some sort of, you know, kind of some sort of roasted type situation with the grain, so then that's going to be mutter. So or in litin lefne banta, or barley to give to your animal, or dashan lasses men resisin, right? Or lentils to make also like a lentil dish. So that would be mut. Again, the pasha says that, you know, they have to be able to use the item in question. Mishalchim kelim bein tvurim bein she'en tvurim. Right, you can send. Says the Mishnah that you're allowed to send kelim here. It doesn't mean utensils; it means clothing, whether they're sewn or not. And we'll see that both of them have a purpose on Shabbos on Yontif. Afal bishesh ben kelayim, even if they have kelayim, which is a big chedish kelayim. Obviously, you're not allowed to wear. Right, and as long as, right, not as long as, but because they can be used on Yontif. Now, velo sandal masumer, but you can't send, that's a cleat, right? Velo minal sheino tafor, or a shoe that's not sewn up. Again, those things are not able to be used in their current state. Again, because, again, that both because the cleats, because you may come to hurt somebody, right? And then the sandal, because you can't, then the shoe that's not sewn together, because you have to sew it up, and that would be usher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, af al min al lovan, af lo min al lovan, sorry, you're not even allowed to send a white shoe, because you need an uman as a professional, is a shoe, what do you call it? I was going to say shoe smith, that's not what it is. The word escapes me. All right, it's one in the morning. Anyway, because you need somebody to take care of it. I mean, people didn't wear white shoes back in the day. They needed it colored or blackened or whatever it was. Zach Klau, this is the rule. Kosh Shneosin Bo Beyontif, Mishal Chanoso, right? Anything that you're allowed to use on Yontif, right, that you can send. Zach, the Gemara says, Bishlam Tifur, and I understand if you send clothes that are sewn together because Chazul Lamablish, because you can wear them. Shein Tifur Nami, and if they're unsewn, so that also works out. Why? Because Chazul Laksuye, you can still cover them, right? Could be a shawl, could be some sort of, you know, blanket or whatever. Ela kilayim lai chazu, but why in the world are you allowed to send clothing that are kilayim? And kilayim you cannot wear at all. So when says v'chitayim b'chazu l'meimach tuzay, and if you tell me that, maybe you'll just put it underneath you, right? And you'll sit on it. V'tanya, that doesn't work. Pasuk says v'lo yale alecha, you can't wear the clothing on you. The kilayim you're not allowed to wear on you. Aval ata yochal l'tzir l'tachteh, you are allowed to sit on it. Aval asru chachamim, right? That's only midaraisa. The chachamim said no. Asru lasus kain shematichach lo neimel b'zara, because maybe what will happen? Maybe one of the, let's say, the edges of the blanket will curl around, and you'll have that blanket resting on your leg, and all of a sudden, hey, you're wearing kilayim. And that is asur midaraisa. V'chitayim the masik midi beni beni. And if you'll tell me, okay, fine, I won't just sit on the kilayim, I'll put 10 pillows on top of it, princess on the pee, and then you'll put it underneath, so that still doesn't work. I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, I'm Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul, I'm Rabbi Rebbe, Mishum Kala Kadisha ben Yerushalayim, everybody says in the name of the Holy Chevra in Yerushalayim, Afilu Esr Mitzos Zuo Gavizu, Bekilayim Tachteim, Osir Lishin Aleim. Even if you got 10 pillows or 10 cloth blankets and the bottom one is kilayim, you cannot lie down on them. Right, so what are you going to use this kelayim for on Yontif? Ela bevilon. So it must be that you can use it as a curtain. That, let's say, to go in a window, right, to stop up, to whatever you want. You're going to spread it out and not wear it. You're just going to use it, to decorate your house, right? That's not usher, and therefore that could be the use. All right, Ula's not going to like that, but we will do that tomorrow on Erev Yom Kippur, Mitzvah Shem. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.